our last minute preparations ahead of your trip to New Zealand. You had a bit of a panic yesterday.
Well, yeah, you could say that, Michael, couldn't you? Everything was going really well. I'd packed well, just waiting for the kids to get back from seeing my auntie in Exeter, to say goodbye to them. And then, I wasted 2 hours turning what was a very tidy house upside down because I couldn't find my passport, which had miraculously gone missing.
Fortunately, though, you did find it in the end.
Yeah, I did find it in the end. Yeah, well, I thought, well, I don't know, just... Maybe Michael took it. I'm sure he couldn't have done, because even he wouldn't stoop so low as to take somebody's passport. And I thought, I didn't want to just get in touch because he'd laugh at me anyway. But I thought, well, it's worth a go. Everything else, it's gone. Can't find it anywhere else. And oh, what? Lo and behold, after about 3 very indecisive replies, he finally owned up and said that he'd got it.
So there was a time yesterday when you genuinely thought the trip might be off, or at least delayed.
Well, I thought I might be going to Peterborough this morning as an added little holiday extra. And, yeah, I thought it was off, to be honest with you. Yeah, absolutely.
Final preparations. Now, there's 2 obstacles in the way. The first one, you're not allowed to take any baggage on one of your internal flights.
Yeah, well, I noticed the other day it says no pieces of baggage. And I rang them and they said you can book something on, but you have to check it in advance. And I've been trying to do it and it doesn't seem to want to let me do it. So I may be going in my Speedos and flip-flops from Australia to New Zealand.
One thing you don't want to do is miss your train. Obviously, it departs at 3:30, so maybe you'll get there a good, 15, 20 minutes in advance?
I should be getting to my train in plenty of time. I should be getting to St Pancras in plenty of time, and hopefully I'll be getting to Heathrow in plenty of time.
What's a sensible amount of time to get to a station before a train departs?
Well, you would say about 30 minutes, Michael, so you get there 15 minutes earlier. I'm going about 1 hour or so before, because you don't know what the traffic's like. I haven't been to the station since it's been reopened, so I don't know where you get dropped off. I've got to collect my tickets, and you've got to get to the platform. I'd like to get there and just settle down. I don't want to get there and be running with a suitcase and another bag.
You may not be able to take all the way.
Yeah, well, you seem to think that the natural thing to do would just be to go at the last minute and leg it and hope the train hasn't gone. Well, I don't really want to do that if I'm travelling all that way. I'd like to have a chance of getting on the train.
Pal, this is all trivia, really, because we're going to miss you for these 2 weeks, aren't we?
Well, I would think you'll miss me because you haven't really got anyone else you can bully like you do me, so I would think you will miss me, yes.
How are we going to keep your followers up to date while you're away?
I'm going to try and keep them entertained with some Facebook updates. I might even do audio boo on my own, and I might keep a daily blog.
Have a fantastic time in New Zealand.
Thanks, pal. Thanks for my passport.